this korban really is not kosher. Hayistahavim mean there is. Kosher means it has to be Torah. Here the korban is posel. Why? Because it's tamei. Are you allowed to bring it? There's a new gzeras hakasav, even though the korban is tamei, you're allowed to bring it. But really, hold, it's called posel. So drashi hai posel hu, shenase b'psul. It's called being done with a psul. Tumah d'chuyehi b'tzibur. Not that we say, even though you're tamei, you're allowed to bring the korban pesach, it's not like metchila, there's a mitzvah to do it. It's the chuya. Like with the evidence, there's no other way out. You're allowed to do it. It's not you're allowed to do it. But it's called b'psul. Ela shekan gzeras hakasav l'poitrim vay. There's a new gzeras hakasav that the Torah tells us that you could bring the pesach even though it's tamei. So is the korban posel? Yes. So according to the Tanna Kamma, in such a case there'll be no lav. You would be allowed to break the bone. Of according to Rabbi Yaakov, l'man diyama royal achila. He just says no. Anytime you're allowed to eat the meat, there's a lav not to break the bone. This meat you're allowed to eat. Ha'inami royal achilahu. Even though the meat is tamei, but that's the chiddush. That when rov tzibur is tamei, you're even allowed to eat the meat betumah. So drashi high bar achilahu kidetnan. We had the gemara before ha pesach shavah betumah. If a korban is brought betumah, rov tzibur is tamei. The din is nechal betumah. You're even allowed to eat the meat betumah. So according to Rabbi Yaakov, there would be allowed. You're not allowed to break the bone of this korban, even though it's tamei. So what? But kolponim it's royal achilah. Rabbi Yosef, when Rabbi Yosef says no, that's not the machlokes Tanna Kamma and Rabbi Yaakov. He says ki hai gavna the kula yalma ein boy mishum shvira setzim. He wants to say no. According to everybody, lemaisa, since the korban is tamei, the korban is called posel, and there's no lav, there's no averot in breaking the bone. The Rebbe, because that the Rebbe says it has to be roy lachila the liakula kosi. He's come to tell us a kula. That not only if it's stamp also, but has to mamish be royal achila, that's the only term there's a lav. Fahai hoposel hu. But here for sure there's a psul. There's the korban is tamei. When the korban is tamei, according to both of them, as Rabbi Yosef learns, there's no aveir in breaking the bone. There's only an aveir breaking the bone when the korban is kosher. And Rabbi Yaakov even says a bigger kula. Like even in the case where the korban is kosher, but if you can't eat it for some reason, we'll soon see, then there's no aveir in breaking it. But here, when the korban is posel, halt Rabbi Yosef, according to everybody, there's no lav in breaking this bone, since the korban is tummy. Ela, so Rabbi Yosef learns, where is the machlekes then, the Tanna Kamma and Rabbi Yaakov? Ela, hoy saloi shas ha-kosher. We're talking about that first you made the shechita of your korban pesach, and you made the zrika, and everything was kosher. The bailam was kosher, the meat was kosher, it had a shas ha-kosher. There was a time when it was able to be eaten. V'nifso. And then later it became posel. Later something touched the meat became tamei. That's the machikah benayah. That's the machlokes. Laman the yom kosher ha kosher. According to the Tanna Kamma, lamaisa this korban was done b'kasheris b'shas achila b'shas shchit and zrika was kosher. So it's called the kosher korban. Therefore, there's a law not to break the bone. Of according to Rabbi Yaakov, laman the yom royal achila. According to Rabbi Yaakov, that the korban has to be royal achila. That's the only time you have a law. But now that this meat became tamei now, even though it once had a shasa kosher, it was once able to eat, but now you're not allowed to eat it. So since you're not allowed to eat it right now, Rabbi Yaakov is mekel and says there's no lav in breaking this bone. You're allowed to break the bone. That's the way Rabbi Yosef learns the machlokes. Abaye says no, he doesn't like this machlokes. Abaye Rama kule yalma kol ki ay gavna ein boy mishum shvira setzim. He wants to say, no, even according to Tanna Kamma, if right now the korban is posel, right now became tamei, pshita, there's no lav, you are allowed to break the bone. My timer, hashta miyas, ha posel. Who? What do I care if at the beginning, b'shasta made the shchita and the zrika, the korban was kosher and the bailam was kosher, so what? But right now, b'shasta, you want to go and break the bone, the korban became posel already. So right now, b'shasta, you're breaking the bone. Since the meat is tummy, it's posel, there's no lav in breaking the bone. Somebody says, that's not the machlokes. Here everybody holds that if the meat is tummy right now, pshita, you are allowed to break the bone. Elo, where is the machlokes? Elo shvira sa'etzim v'boi join ikir benayu. This is the machlokes. What about on Erev Pesach? Erev Pesach, you bring the korban in the afternoon. In the afternoon, after chatzos, you're allowed to bring the korban Pesach. Now, when is the time to eat the meat? You're not allowed to eat the meat until nighttime, until it comes to the korban. At Lila, that's the mitzvah to eat the meat. What about in the afternoon now? before it comes the time to eat the meat, you want to go and break the bone. Is there a lav at that time breaking the bone or not? That's the machlokes. Has elashviras etzem meboid yoim ikur benayu. On Erev Pesach, before it comes the laila, is there a lav in breaking the bone at that time? Is the machlokes. Laman diyama kosher, like the Tanakhama that says, as long as the korban is kosher, you're not allowed to break the bone. Ha kosheru, the korban now is also kosher. It's a good korban. All you have to do is just wait till night time. You leave it at night. But right now, the korban is 100% kosher. Savada, right now in the afternoon, there's a lav not to break the bone. Of according to Rabbi Yaakov, Laman diyama royal achila, but according to Rabbi Yaakov, no, it has to be at a time when you could eat the meat right now. Hash the lav bar achilu. Right now, it's not a time to eat the meat. Right now, it's Erev Pesach. It didn't come the Leil Pesach. You're not allowed to eat the meat. So since it's not a zman of eating the meat, Rabbi Yaakov is a bigger makel and says, there's no lav now, even though the korban really is kosher. At night, you would be able to eat it. But since right now, it's not edible, there's no lav in breaking the bone. More meisvik. Now the kasha. Rabbi Yoimeh, Rabbi says, Nimnin al moyech sheberosh. You know, in a korban Pesach, you're allowed to be appointed if you know your share. You know what you're going to eat in the meat. You're only going to eat the brains. That's all. Moyech sheberosh. You're only going to eat the moyech, the brains in the head. And that's going to be your portion of the korban Pesach. You're mekayim the mitzvah. As the brains is also called basar, you can eat it to mekayim the mitzvah. Aber v'yein nimnin al moyech shebekulyus. But the marrow in the bone, stomach, the arm bone, the coolest, the muscle is, that bone, if your portion is to eat the marrow in that bone, you're not yotze. Why not? What's the reason if you have the brains to eat, you're allowed to eat it in your kind of mitzvah? The whole of the question is, how do you get to the brains? The brains is in the skull. The skull is a bone. You're not allowed to break the bone on the Korban Pesach. So how could you get the brains out? The teretz is, hoyel v'yokol agoroi, olu yetziyoi. You could drag it out through the nose, or through the mouth, without breaking the skull. You don't have to break the bone. You could just drag out the brains without breaking the bone. That's why it's mutter. Mashen kein, breaking out the bone, getting the marrow out of the bone in the arm, you can't get to it. How do you get the marrow out of the bone? The only way to do it is you have to break the bone. And there's a law, you're not allowed to break the bone. That's why there's no way you could be mekayim the mitzvah by eating the marrow inside that bone. Because that marrow you can't get to. It's mishleim of the brains you can get out through the nose. But in the arm, you can't get it out. That's John this brisa. Like Rashi says, Nimnin al moyach shabroish, afilu le nimne el al moyach yotza. Benimn al moyach akulyis, bevnei shasa l'shayra, you can't break the bone of the arm. Hu lo itziyoy. Avol moyach harosh, the brains. Through the nose, you get with a toothpick, and you get the brains out. You can get the brains out of the animal without breaking the skull. So that's why you could be mekayim the mitzvah by eating the brains, and not by breaking the bone of the arm. Now the kasha is, according to Abayim, you're going to tell me that Abayim says that according to Rabbi Yaakov, there is a time when you're allowed to break the bone. Erev Pesach, before it comes at night, since it's not as man to eat the meat, at that time you're allowed to break the bone. So why don't we say, very good, before Pesach, you put in your 2 cents in the Korban Pesach now, and your portion is going to be the marrow inside the bone. The question is, how are you going to get inside the bone? You're not allowed to break the bone. On Erev Pesach, before it comes Leil Pesach, break the bone then. According to Rabbi Yaakov, you're telling me, you're allowed to break the bone then. That's the kasha. You're going to tell me, Shvira Setsim, Midvoid Yom Shapadom, are you allowed to break the bone of a Korban Pesach before it becomes night, Biyod Yom, when it's still daytime? Even this bone of the arm. Also, Nitpere, let's break it open, Midvoid Yom, when it's still daytime, V'nafkua L'moyech Didei, and take out the marrow inside the bone, V'nimnu Alei, let's tell people you can eat it. This will be your portion for the Korban Pesach. So according to Kasha and Rabbi Yaakov, the way Abayah learns. If the Braita says you can't do this, it's mashma, you're not allowed to break the bone, even on Erev Pesach. So Mar says, no. Omer lech Abayah. All the time, Abayah wants to answer. Even according to your time, Omer lech Abayah. All the time, Eich, Mishech HaSheikha Nami. Even if you want to tell me, no, you're not allowed to break the bone Erev Pesach. But I'll tell you, there is a way to get the marrow out even at night time. Even on Leil Pesach, there is a way to get the marrow out of the bone. How is that? Nicey gumrito. Take a nice red hot coal. V'necho sole. And put it on top of the bone. V'nikle. And it'll burn the bone. And then you get the moyach and you get the marrow out of it. And then you'll be able to say that's your portion of the Korban Pesach. To a time you learned to the Braisa, even though you're not allowed to break a bone, Aval ha'soref piyat somis. If somebody burns the bone of the Korban Pesach, the amachatech begidin, or else somebody breaks the veins, hey, the chiddush is a vein is not called like a bone. There's no issur breaking the veins. You're allowed to break the veins. Ain by mishum shvira setzim. There's no aver of shvira setzim. So what do you see? You're allowed to burn a bone. Burning the bone is not called shvira setzim. So that's the kasha stamazoi now in this brisa. Why do you say you can't get to the marrow inside the bone? I'll give you an ace even at nighttime. Take a coal, let it burn a hole through the bone. Now that you have a hole burnt through the bone, you can take the marrow out. The more answers, what do you have to say? You have to say some reason why you can't do this, why at night you can't put the coal on the bone to burn it. So, Elamayas Lechum Neymar, Abayiram, Abayas and the Teretz is Mishum Poka. We're afraid, no. We're afraid maybe the burning of the bone will make the bone crack. It'll be Poka, crack open. Now, if you take a coal and the coal just burns a hole through the bone, you didn't do any Avera. But let's say the coal makes the bone so hot, and because of the heat, the bone cracks open. You didn't have everything. That's a lie. You're not allowed to crack open a bone. You're allowed to burn it, but not crack it open. So Bayez says, Lamaisi, you should never burn open a bone either. Because we're always afraid, if you come to burn it open, maybe by burning it, you'll make it crack open also. And that would be an Avera, therefore you can't do this. That's the Bayez Mishum Poka. Shema Machmas HaGecholis. Yifka, the mokemacher, you're heating it at one part of the bone, and it'll make another part of the bone crack open. The yainzu sreifel is shvira. So on the other side where the bone cracked or burst open, that's not called burning, that's called cracking open, and that'll be an avera. That's why you can't do this at night. But so this is what Abaye says, that therefore Abaye says, I have a kashdo on you, Rava. Has this lame, according to me, it's good, why these bones, you can't be part of it. Because on Erev Pesach, you're not allowed to break it open either. Yes, can we at night time, though, take a coal and burn it open? That we can't do. We're afraid by burning it open, maybe you crack it open. But according to Rava, though, it's Shver. According to Rava, though, the Kurakash was according to Rava, it's only a Bayah. Right, so that's the Bayah gave one Teretz. Rava says no Teretz. Rava Mishum Hefset Kodeshim. There's another reason why we don't let you burn the hole through the bone at night and get the marrow out. Because there's hefset kodeshim. Why? To come masad lev yodayim. Because when you put this coal on top of the bone to burn through the bone, it's not just going to burn through the bone, it's going to burn some part of the marrow also. Some part of the inside of the bone would also get burnt up. And that's a kodeshim that you're not supposed to burn it, you're supposed to eat it. So we're afraid not to let you burn open the bone, because maybe you'll burn some part of the insides also, which is also to do. The Rosh says, Rav Avraham Mishum hefset kodeshim. Shemat said hamoyach. You're going to destroy, ruin the inside the marrow. V'sorf of your diamond, you're going to burn it. Umutev, it's better. Sheyasu melev, let the marrow stay inside the bone and become nicer, become possible by itself. Rather than you going and taking a coal and try and burn a hole through it, because then you may burn the kutshim, which is nisa, you're doing it of your diamond. So Rashi answers, Hochinami, linyin shvirus avoid yoim. This is the original question now, that according to Abaya, that said you are allowed to break open the bone. On Erev Pesach, why can't you break open the bone and take out the marrow? Is Afagav the Midraisa Shari, Rabbonin Gozer, Zakrashi, the Rabbonin Sumedic Zayr here, Otto Meshach HaShechem. We're afraid if you're going to break the bone open by daytime, we're afraid people will get used to breaking the bone to get the marrow out, and they'll even do it at nighttime. And that's also to do it at night. At nighttime, there's a law not to break it. So therefore, there's a Zayr not to do it. That's what the Gemara says. Hey, the reason why you can't do it at night time, you can't burn open the bone, because you've been hemafsid destroying kodshim. Maybe the fire will burn up some part of the marrow the day. So now the Gemara Teretz is, nami. The kasha was according to Abaye said, you're allowed to break the bone on Erev Pesach, because since it's not as man achili, you can't eat the meat. There's no issue in burning the bone, so why don't you break open all the bones of the Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach? There should be a tremendous eitzah.
on Erev Pesach, he has to yeshech to the korban. Now there's no lavin breaking the bone, according to Abaye, according to Rabbi Yaakov. So every single bone that has marrow, we should tell you, break open the bone, get all the marrow out, so when it comes at night time, you'll be able to eat all the marrow. So Gemara says, no way, don't do that. It's a gzeirim, a boigyoim, otomishach ha-sheicha. We're afraid if people start getting used to breaking open the bones on Erev Pesach, they'll think, who was in, they're allowed to do it at night time also. And at night time, that's the lav. At night time, since that's the time when you're supposed to eat the meat of the Korban Pesach, then for sure there's a lav not to break the bone. Say Nechanami, Mi'ikur Adin Midiraisid would be a good eitzah to break open all the bones on Erev Pesach, but Lamaisa the Rabbanan said don't do it because we're afraid if you start to break open the bones, you won't stop, you'll do it at night time also. Right. Rav Papa says another pshat. Again, we're back to original machlokes. We had a Tanakam and Rav Yaakov. The Tanakam says, calls them on the korban is kosher, you're not allowed to break the bone. If the korban is pusel, then you're allowed to break the bone of a korban pesach. And Rav Yaakov said no. If the korban is royal achila, then there's a lav not to break the bone. But when it's not royal achila, then you're allowed to break the bone. So the question is, what's the difference between royal achila and psul? It's the same thing. So Rav Papa sounds like this, Rav Papa Amenein. The Papa says, no, for sure on Erev Pesach, you are not allowed to break open the bone. My time away, le'urta mechze l'achilo. Even though right now on Erev Pesach, you're not allowed to eat the meat, but so what? It's called the meat is kosher. It's called the korban is kosher. It's called the korban is royal achilo. All you have to do is just wait till night time. At night time, you'll be able to eat this meat. So this meat is called royal achila, and even according to Rabbi Yaakov, you're not allowed to break open the bone on Erev Pesach. So Rav Papa argues on Abaye. Rav Papa says, for sure, if the korban is kosher on Erev Pesach, there's still a lav not to break open the bone. Elos, Rav Papa says, what's the machlokes in Tanakam and Rav Yaakov? Ela be'ever sheyotze miktsasa kemiflugi. Machlokes says, if you have a limb of the korban Pesach, that went out of the mechitzas. There's a psul yotze, means it went out of Yerushalayim. How much of this limb, how much of the arm went out? Half of it. Miktsasoi, half of the arm went out of Yerushalayim. Kemiflugi. Here's the machlokes now. Are you allowed to break this arm or not now? Man the yom kosher, according to the Tanakam, it says it's told if the korban is kosher or not. Hai kosheru. This korban is kosher. The part of the arm that did not go out of Yerushalayim, you're allowed to eat, is still called a kosher piece of meat. So you're not allowed to break this bone. Oman the yom roi lachilo, but like Rabbi Yaakov that says no, there's only allowed not to break the bone if the meat on the bone you could eat. Ha ha la barachilu. But here the meat that's on the place where you want to crack the bone. And what happened here? This arm of the animal, half of the arm went outside Yerushalayim. So half of the arm has the psul yotzi, you can't eat this half of the meat. The other half you're allowed to eat. So you want to break the bone right over here and say this part will still eat. And this part will burn, it's yotze. So the question is, are the part you're breaking it, are you allowed to eat the meat of that part? So according to Yaakov is good, no, you're not allowed to eat the meat of that part. Since the part where the yotze is attached to the good part, that makom is not edible, so therefore there's no lav in breaking that part of the bone. You're allowed to break it there. Hai lav barachilu, kidatayin, like we learned in the Braisa. Rabbi Yishmael b'noi shrab yechon abruk waimim. Eiver sheyotze miktosayin. If you have this limb, the arm of an animal, korban pesach, half of it went out of Yerushalayim. V'shavroi, and you broke the bone there to make the dividing point, which part is yotze, you have to burn, and which part is still inside Yerushalayim, you can still eat it. If you break it at that point, ain't by mishum shvirat etzim. There's no lav of shvirat etzim, because that makom you can't eat either. That makom is not royal achila. Rashi says, hai lav barachilu, the makom shvira, ain't a royal achila. At the part where you're breaking it, you can't eat there. Avalei v'shiyotze kula. That's something else. This is the way Rav Papa learns. Rav Sheshes Breda Ravidi Yomar, no. Kol kai gavna de kula yalma ein boi mishum shvira tetzim. He holds, no, everybody holds, in such a case, that only half of the arm went outside Yerushalayim, there's no aver in breaking the bone. Tahai aver ha posulu. This aver is posul. You can't eat this aver. But since the aver is posel, there's no avera in breaking the bone. Ela, where is the machlekes? Whether you're allowed to break the bone or not? Ela shvira so etzem beno. With ika benayu. The nafkamina is we have a korban pesach that nothing happened to it. Just you didn't roast it yet. Beno means it's halfway done. That's all. No, it's not completely roasted yet. So locher is the way it is now. You're not allowed to eat the meat. You're not allowed to eat the meat. No, You could only eat it. Kiyim Sliyesh, it has to be completely roasted. Here you have your Korban Pesach. No psal happened to it. Just it's not. It's halfway done. Iga v'nayim. Man diyom kosher. According to the Tana Kama, it's totally if the Korban is kosher. Ha kosheru. This Korban is also kosher. There's nothing wrong with it. If you want to go and eat it yet, you could do something to it. Go put it back on top of the fire and roast it very good till it's completely roasted. And you would be allowed to eat it. So right now, the Korban is still called kosher. Oman diyom, according to Rabbi Yaakov, though, royal achila, you have to have the Korban. That's royal achila. Then there's allowed not to break the bone of that Korban. Hashta, but right now, the way the meat is right now, it's only halfway done, ain't no royal achila. Right now, you're not allowed to eat this meat. There's a lav, no, uncooked meat, you're not allowed to eat. It's possible for the to eat it. So therefore, right now, it's edible, therefore, there will not be the lav of breaking the bone. We have Nachman of Yitzchak, another man, the Yomah. He says, no. Kol kiyai gavn, in this case, where all that's wrong is just you did not finish roasting the meat yet, yesh by mishum shvirus etzim. He holds, according to everybody, there is a lav not to break a bone of this korban. My time, why? I, the Chur of Yaakov, says it has to be royal achila. And now that it's only halfway done, it's not royal achila yet. The Torah says, toho chozil achila. This meat is still considered roy teat. You know why? The matvi baby ochulein. All you have to do is to finish roasting it, that's all. Put it back into the fire, do a complete job, roast it completely, then you're allowed to eat the meat. So this meat is called royal achila, even though right now it's only halfway done. You can't eat it, but that's not called a pastless or something wrong with the meat. It just didn't finish cooking yet. He didn't finish roasting yet. So finish roasting it, then it'll become mutum. So according to everybody, on this korban, there would be allowed to break the bone. Ella, so where is the case with the machlokes? Ella shviras alia. The machlokes says by the breaking of the bone of the tail. Ella shviras alia ikabinayu. By the tail, if you break the bone of the tail. Laman diyom kosher. According to Laman diyom, it says as long as the korban is kosher. You're not allowed to break any bone of this korban. Ha kosheru. This korban is also kosher. Therefore, even though the tail will soon see, you're not allowed to eat the tail. The tail is one of the emurim you have to burn. The aliyah of a seh, if you have a sheep, then if you bring a sheep for Korban Pesach, the tail has to be burnt, it's the emurim. So even though it's not royal achila, but I call upon him it's kosher. Therefore, there's a law not to break the bone of this tail. But according to Rabbi Yaakov, though, l'man diyama royal achila, he says, no, it's only an iser. If the meat is royal teat, hi, ain't a royal achila. This is not royal teat. The aliyah l'gvoya salka. Because the tail of a seh, you know what you have to do with it? That's part of the emurim. You have to burn it. You have to put it like way, give it to the Eibush, you have to put it on the Mizbeach. Therefore, it's not called Reh Lachila. Ravashi, Yom Ravashi says, Kol ki agavna vadei ein boi mishun shvira sesim. He won't say no. The tail, according to everybody, there would not be a lava of breaking it. To avadei ein a Reh Lachila klal. Because for sure, the tail you can't eat. If it's a tail of a seh that you have to burn it, that's not royal achila. So pshita, even according to the Tana Kama, there would be no lav of breaking the bone there. Elo, where's the machlekes? Eva, sheina lo kezayis bosrika benayil. If you have a bone, an eva, the arm, that is not a kezayis meat attached to this bone. That's what's an afkamina. Laman diyom a kosher ha kosheru. This arm is still kosher, and there's a little bit meat there. So even though it's not a kezayis, there's a lav not to break this bone. It says no. There's only a lav if you have a bone. That's roi lachila. What does that mean? Shir achila. Shir achila. You have to have at least a kezayis worth of meat attached to this bone. And if you don't have a kezayis worth of meat attached to the bone, there's no lav of breaking this bone. Paleka. Ravina, another man the yom is like this. Ravina wamar. No, kol kiyai gavna, less than mishun shvirus etzim. According to everybody, if there would not be a kezayis meat attached to the bone, pshit, there's no lav in breaking that bone. Tabin and shir achila. For sure, it's only an aver if there's a shir achila on the bone. Then the Torah says, don't break the bone. But if there's no shir achila, there's no aver in breaking the bone. So where is the machlokes then? Ela evar shein alof kezayis bos of a mokum zeh. We're talking about in one place, the place of the bone where you want to break it there, there's no kezayis meat at that part of the bone. But v'yeshalot kezayis basa b'mokam achram. But on the other side of the bone, on the other end of the bone, there is a kezayis baser. Here's the machlek yisika b'nayin. L'man diyom ha-kosher, according to Tanakama, ha-kosheru. This bone is kosher. It's also considered royi lachil. It has a kezayis meat on it. Therefore, there'll be a lav not to break it. Masheke l'man diyom ha-royi lachil, according to Rabbi Yaakov, that says, no, the bone has to be royi lachil. What does that mean? Be'inon shir rachila b'mokam shvira. That's what Rabbi Yaakov meant to say. The only time there's a lav not to break a bone is at the place where you want to break the bone, there's a kezayis meat there. Since there's a shir achila meat on this bone, then the Torah says you're not allowed to break the bone. V'yoleka, and here at the mukim where you're breaking it, there's no kezayis meat, therefore there's no averi, you would be allowed to break the bone. So, Kohen Hor, you have all these different shittas here, exactly where is the case, where does the Torah say a lav not to break the bone from a Korban Pesach? So Moshe says, Tanya Kaba Benayu. I'll bring you a riot to at least four of these last shittas we had. To Tanya, we wrote to the price like this. Rebbe says, the Pasuk says, Babayis Echod Yeyochel. The Korban Pesach is supposed to eat in one house. Then the Pasuk says, V'etzim L'Sishbru Boy. You're not allowed to break the bone of a Korban Pesach. Ala Kosher Mukhayim. Only if the Korban is kosher. Like it says, Yeyochel, you should eat the meat. You know, we're talking about a kosher, a Korban, that you should eat it. The Torah says, on this kosher, a Korban, don't break the bone. But let's say the meat is not edible, it's tomei, it has other psulimim, then there's no lav in breaking the bone. But that's temshach apsukim. Only babaya sechad yochel. If there's a mitzvah to eat this meat, then the Torah says don't break the bone of it. And the chayval apsul. Hoy saloy shasa kosher. Let's say b'shash chiten zrika, the carbon was kosher. It had a time when it should have been able to eat the meat. The nivsal, b'shash achilah. But then later at night time, when it comes time to eat the korban, then the meat became tummy. You're not allowed to eat the meat now. What's the halacha? Ain't by mishum shvirus etzim. There's no use in breaking the bone now. Because since right now when you're breaking the bone, it's not edible, it's tummy, you're not allowed to eat the meat, there's no aver in breaking the bone. What about yesh by shir achila? If there's a kazayis meat on this bone, then yesh by mishum shvirus etzim. Then there's a lav not to break that bone. What about ain boy shir achila? If there's no kezayis meat attached to this bone, then ain boy mishum shvira setzim. And the claim it's a writer for the mandiyam before. Then there's no lav in breaking the bone. It has to be a royal achila, a shir achila. There has to be a kezayis meat attached to the bone. Then there's a lav to break it. If there's no kezayis, there's no averim. That's the pasuk. Bayasecha yeyochel. Alamol achila means the kezayis. So if you have a bone that has a shir achila on it, then there's a lav etzim l'tishbru. Vayta royula mizbeach, the mashal of the alya, this tail that you're supposed to burn, ain't by mishum shvira setzim. There's no averim breaking the bone of the tail. Since the tail is not edible, you have to burn it. So even though there's a bone, there is no lav in breaking it. B'shas achila yesh by mishum shvira setzim. It's only at night time, when it comes leil pesach, there's the man tidid, that's when there's a lav not to break the bone. What about shaloi b'shas achila? Let's say on erev Pesach, after you shechted the korban, it's not a zman achila yet. Enochanami, ain't by mishum shvira setzim. There's no lav in breaking the bone. So I call upon him, there's a riot to some of them on the yomrim before. More itma. What about itma? Eiver shein alok kizayis basa b'mokam zeh. You have a limb, you have an arm, that there's no kizayis basa at this place. V'yesh alok kizayis basa b'mokam acher. But there's a kezayis meat at the other part of the arm. So if you want to break one part of the arm here, at this part where you're breaking, there's no kezayis basar. But the other side of the arm has a kezayis basar. Is there a lav or not? Reb Yechonon Noma, yesh b'mishum shvira setzim. Yes. Since there is a kezayis on this bone, even though it's not where you want to break it, you're not allowed to break it. Reb Shimon ben Lakish shayin there, ain't b'mishum shvira setzim. No. Since at the place where you want to break the bone, there's no kezayis meat, there's no avera. The Pasuk says, you're not allowed to break the bone. Echod etzem sheish lov kezayis boser, v'echod etzem sheina lov kezayis boser. So it says clearly, even though there's no kezayis boser, still there's an avera. My, what does it mean now, ain't a lov kezayis boser? Elaine, if you want to tell me, d'ain a lov kezayis klal, d'ain kezayis boser klal, there's no b'chlal a kezayis boser here on the meat, on the bone, why talk here is your love to break this bone? So we have before the Pasuk says, "Babayis sechad yiyochel." Mash, we're talking about a bone that has achil to it, and then the Torah says, "Don't break it." But if there's no kezayis basar at all on this bone, so there shouldn't be a lav. Elo zot Rav Yechonon, lav hochikoma. Doesn't the price mean like this? Echad etzem sheish olav kezayis basa mokum zeh. Avad, if there's a kezayis meat that this mokum you want to break it, avad you not want to break it. The yechad shein olav kezayis basa mokum zeh. And who has in a bone that is not a kezayis at the place where you want to break it, but the yesh olav kezayis basa mokum achem. But there is a kezayis meat on the other side of the bone. And then there's a lav not to break the bone. So what's the right to Rabbi Yechanan? Even though at the place where you're breaking there's no kezayis basar, still there's a lav not to break it, since on this whole bone there is a kezayis meat. Omalei, Sresh Lakish shins it back, Omalei, loy hochi komer.